Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast. In this very moment, we are all watching the best athletes in the world compete at the Olympic Games in Tokyo. And while we all know that Olympic athletes rely heavily on coaches to perform at their highest level, what you might not know is that language coaching can be the best way to accelerate your path to Spanish fluency. In this episode, I talk about the difference between language teachers and language coaches to help you determine the best strategy for you to move forward with your Spanish. And if you stick around until the end of the episode, I'll tell you how you can get coached by me live in the next few weeks. Así que vamos a empezar. Let's get started.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola, bienvenidos al episodio 135. Welcome to episode 135 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. You know, it really does seem like there are coaches for everything these days. I mean, there are life coaches, career coaches, we're all familiar with sports coaches, but even personal trainers have become health and fitness coaches. And while some of this is really just hype and rebranding, I really do believe that coaching is a powerful process when it's applied correctly. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is a language coach? Now, in this episode, I'll explain how language coaching is different from teaching a language, when and why you might need a language coach, and how you can sign up to experience a live coaching session with me. So if you listen to the intro of this episode each and every week, you know in there I introduce myself as a certified language coach. So I'll be talking more in depth about exactly what that means in this episode. So once again, make sure that you listen all the way through to the end, listen to the entire episode so that you'll know exactly how you can sign up for the live coaching experience with me and what you can expect. So to start out, let's talk about the difference between language teachers and language coaches. So a language teacher, or a profesora in Espanol, teaches concepts in a class format. So this tends to be a little bit more formal, and the teacher is focused on communicating to you a specific concept about the Spanish language in this case, because we're talking about Spanish. They're all about how to convey information, right? So the goal of the teacher is to convey information so that you understand it. A language coach, on the other hand, or an entrenador, or in the case of a female, entrenadora, como profesor y profesora, for teacher. So there's always the masculine and feminine of those words. But in any case, a language coach actually facilitates learning through conversation. So it tends to be a little bit less formal. And the goal is not on teaching you a concept, but it's on facilitating your own learning process through conversation, which for many, many reasons is a much more effective way of getting you to understand. And we'll talk a little bit more about why that is as we go through this episode. Now, a language teacher is also the authority. They're the ones that tell you how things are. This is how the language works. Trust me, I'm just going to tell you sort of how it is. And I'm the authority. You have to listen to me. A language coach, on the other hand, is your partner that helps you learn through a process of collaboration. So a language coach isn't interested in prescribing for you exactly what you should do, but rather works with you, gets a lot of information from you, asks you a lot of questions to really collaborate with you to come up with the best strategy, because we all learn differently. So if you missed last week's episode 134, I talked about the different types of language learners, and this is where a coach would incorporate that knowledge about the type of language learner you are to really help map out a plan that works just for you. So it really is a collaborative process, and it's not just built upon me telling you or a coach telling you exactly what to do and when to do it. A language teacher or profesor really is a passive approach to learning for the student, right? So a teacher is the one who's saying, okay, I'm going to develop the class, the curriculum, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. And for most of a lesson with a teacher, you're really just kind of sitting and listening. Now, they might ask you questions every now and then just to verify that you heard them and you can parrot back what you've heard or what you've learned. They can also do this through testing you and say, okay, well, did you get what I said, right? So there's different ways that teachers do that, but generally the student has a much more passive approach. The student is just sort of sitting in the class and they are along for the ride. A language coach, on the other hand, uses an active learning approach. So the coachee, in this case, is actually involved quite actively in the conversation because they have to be, right? You can't just sort of sit in a coaching session like you can do in a class. And maybe you sit there, you just nod your head, or maybe you drift off and you start thinking about other things and you're really not paying attention. Now, how many of us have been in a class where we've done that, right? So with a coaching approach, it's much more active. So you really do have to be engaged. And it's the coach's job to keep you engaged by continuously asking you questions, getting feedback from you, giving you feedback. It's this whole process that's a much more active learning approach that doesn't just sort of let you sit there and drift off into whatever you're thinking about, whether it's what you had for lunch, what you're planning to have for dinner, what you're going to do later. Very, very easy to do in a language class, but not so much with coaching, which is really a benefit because you really do want to be engaged. The things that you pay attention to are the things that you actually learn and remember. And if you're checked out for part of a class, you definitely will not remember that. Now, a language teacher is focused on helping you learn a curriculum, course, or using a textbook. They may also be focused on helping you pass a particular test. So that is the focus of a teacher. It's much more formal, like I mentioned before. And again, the focus is on following almost to the letter the specific curriculum or course or a textbook. The language coach, on the other hand, or the entrenador, is focused on motivation and helping you both reach and clarify your language learning goals. So again, the focus is not on, okay, we just need to get through this book. There's 10 lessons or 10 chapters or 10 modules in this curriculum that we must complete by a certain date. A coach is going to say, okay, well, what are your goals? Let's focus on that. What's motivating you? How can we make this interesting and engaging for you? And along the way, course corrects if we find out that an approach is not working for you. So you might start out saying, I really want to learn by reading this book. I want to learn this book. It's really interesting to me. It's in Spanish. And let's just read this book and let's talk about it at our coaching sessions, right? And the coach might say, okay, great. But maybe three chapters in, like, you're finding that you don't have time to read the book, or it's actually more boring than you thought it would be, or maybe it's too challenging because there's so much vocabulary that you really don't know and it's taking you forever just to get through a chapter. So I talked a little bit about that in our episode on learning with audiobooks and books in general. So, but in any case, you know, if you find out that approach isn't working, your coach will say, listen, I noticed that our last three sessions, you're still on chapter one. Okay, do we need to come up with a different approach, or do you like going through the book at this pace because you're learning so much vocabulary? So they'll check in with you and decide if we need to switch our strategy. Maybe we take a break from the book and we use a song instead, or maybe we watch a really interesting video that's about the same topic. Whatever it is, the goal is to keep you motivated, keep you engaged, and a coach is constantly helping you check on that throughout the process so that your learning does not get stale, instead of just saying, okay, we have to finish this book because the book is what's on the schedule. A language teacher or profesor usually follows a pretty rigid structure. So this goes along with the formality of teaching, and also that teaching usually does follow some type of curriculum or course or book. And this is because, again, teachers usually work at a language school, or they work at a college or university where they're actually prescribed a curriculum for you, and they have to follow that structure. Yes, teachers that are really good can be a little bit creative, but in general, they have to follow the structure that's given to them by the institution that they work for. And even if you find an independent language teacher, what you'll probably notice is that if they've worked with a lot of students, they tend to follow pretty much the same approach. They might already have some materials prepared that they've used with other students that aren't actually tailored to you. So even if you find an online teacher that doesn't work for a bigger institution, they tend to have their own way of doing things. And I think about this now. If you're a dancer, this analogy would make sense to you. I think about this type of approach of language teaching like a dancer who always does the same 3 to 5 moves that they just learned in a class. What we usually call turn patterns, right? So famously, there's teachers that teach certain styles of dancing, certain turn patterns, especially with salsa. And I always know when I'm dancing with someone who learned from a particular teacher because they do the same sequence of the same 5 moves over and over again, regardless of the song or who they're dancing with. Which, as you can imagine, if you're a very musical person, that this does not always work because maybe those 5 moves don't go with that song, right? So, or that dancer isn't skilled enough or is more advanced, and that approach of doing those same 5 moves is either too difficult or too boring for that particular dancer. So I think about that as like having a bad salsa lead. That's just my way of thinking about it. If you have a language teacher that uses the same approach with all of their students, is that it really can feel awkward if you don't fit into that one specific group that they've already developed materials for. A language coach, on the other hand, is flexible and adaptive. So it's like a really good lead. And ladies, if you dance salsa and you've ever had a good lead, you know what I'm talking about. This is someone who feels you out, who knows how to adapt to you, who adapts to the music and the rhythm and the musicality and the level of skill of the person they're dancing with to create an enjoyable experience on the dance floor for you. So if you know what I'm talking about and you're a dancer, then amazing. If not, forget that analogy and just realize that a good coach will do something similar. They're going to adapt to your needs and they're going to be flexible. They're not going to say, we must learn this book because this is the book that I like. They're going to say, okay, maybe you don't like books. Let's find another way. Maybe we can use audio material if that's something you like. Maybe instead of using audio books, we can use some shorter news clips that I can find for you. Maybe we can read articles together so you can practice your pronunciation. They are going to work with whatever interest and motivates you, and make sure that their approach to sharing the language with you and facilitating your learning actually works for you as a language learner. And lastly, to draw my last sort of comparison between language teachers and coaches, is that a language teacher is usually focused on testing. So the way to see if you've learned or you're competent in the concepts they're teaching you, they will often test you or quiz you, but generally there's some sort of cumulative test to see where you are with what they've taught. language coach, on the other hand, focuses more on feedback and reflection. So this is two ways that you'll know if you're actually making progress. One is your own reflection. They will encourage you to reflect on your own progress to see, okay, well, when we started maybe 30 or 60 days ago, I noticed that you could not talk in the past tense at all, and here we are 60 days later, and you are still making a few mistakes, but you know what? You're doing amazing. You're able to talk about your day. You were able to tell me what you did on vacation. You were able to talk about what you did this past week while you were at work, and you could not do that when we first started. So that's the type of feedback that a coach will give you, and also ask you to reflect on your own progress so that you can make these observations for yourself. This is so powerful because this is the process that actually allows you to stay motivated to move forward. And motivation is probably 80% of the game when it comes to language learning. It's a lot less about technique and a lot more about sticking with it long enough to see real results. So this is one of the critical parts of coaching that you really just don't get with teaching. And even a good language teacher sometimes may struggle with that because they're focused so much on getting you through a particular program or curriculum. So now that you know the difference between a language teacher and a language coach, when would you need a language coach? This is something really interesting to think about. Because I think for a lot of us, coaching, like I said, may be a new concept, or we may not know exactly how it applies to languages. But there are some cases in particular where I would definitely recommend that you have a language coach versus a teacher. Now, the one caveat I will say, if you're an absolute beginner and you really aren't sure what to do, following a program or getting a teacher is not a bad idea. However, you might find that it's a good idea to start with a coach, and here are some reasons why. Number one, if you have a specific goal that you want to achieve, it's probably a great idea to get coaching. And honestly, you probably will use a blend of teaching and coaching approaches as you move towards fluency. It really just depends on where you are in your journey. So whether you have a short-term goal, like you want to visit Puerto Rico this December and you want someone to sort of help you be able to survive that trip, or if you have a longer-term goal, like you want to move to Medellin, Colombia and retire there, and maybe 20 years from now, 10 years from now, regardless of the time frame, if you have a specific goal, it's really important to have a coach because the coach will actually help you come up with a customized plan to reach that particular goal. And the other thing about goals is they usually have a deadline. So, you know, if your trip is in December, you're getting on the plane on December 15th, right? That's not negotiable. So that date is on the calendar. If you're planning to move to Medellin to retire, well, maybe you have a retirement date, if you're lucky. If you're like many of us, you have no idea if you'll ever retire. But let's say the date's on the calendar and you know that exactly, you know, 8 years from now, you'll have enough credits or whatever you need in your job to get a pension, if those still exist, or to cash in on your 401k, whatever it is that you need. Or you've calculated how much money you would need to live in Medellin and you've realized it's not as much as it would be to live in Los Angeles or Chicago or New York, and you can retire a lot quicker than you thought. In any case, if you have a specific time frame in mind, you have a goal, having a coach can really help you stay focused so that you get there by that time, which is really important if you're focusing on a goal, that you do not get distracted by other things in the Spanish language when you're really trying to learn for a specific goal. A coach can help you clarify your goal, so even if you already have a plan, they can help you develop a strategy so that you can reach your goal and stay focused on the activities that will move you closer towards achieving it. The second reason that I would suggest you get a language coach instead of a teacher is if you need accountability. So while a teacher will help you learn what you need to know, they often won't follow up with you or give you effective strategies for how to stay on track when life inevitably gets in the way of your language goals. So a teacher, you pay them for a specific time, they're there for you just for that lesson. They generally will not do a lot of follow-up with you or checking in with you, and they probably aren't keeping track of your goals for you because they have so many students that they're really not able to give you that attention. And even though a good teacher probably could give you some suggestions if you asked, a coach is actually trained to ask you the right questions to help you come up with a plan that you can implement in your busy daily life. And they will hold you accountable by reminding you of your goals and checking in with you to help troubleshoot any problems or issues along the way. The third reason that you would get a coach instead of a teacher is if you're an adult. Now, I know that sounds silly. You're probably thinking, of course, of course I'm an adult. But it is important to note that children actually do learn a lot differently than adults. And if you are approaching language learning the same way you were when you were a child, meaning you were in school, whether it was a middle school or a secondary school, I believe they say across the pond, or high school, even college, right? You were a young adult then, but maybe you're a little bit older now, even if you've only been out of college for a few years. And I'm talking undergrad. I know some of you are amazing professionals who have continued your education. But I mean, when you're sort of in that 18 to 21 spot and you're learning and you're devoting more time just to the learning process or education, right? Your brain goes through lots of changes. And the truth is, your brain really isn't finished maturing until you're around 25 years old, which means that the way that you approach learning is probably going to be different as an adult. Most children thrive on being told what to do, and adults generally are more independent and don't want or need the same level of structure that children require. So while you should have structure in your learning, you'll want the flexibility to tailor your language learning to meet your current learning style and schedule as an adult. The fourth reason you might want to consider language coaching as opposed to just getting a language teacher is if you're stuck at a plateau. Now, if you've been studying Spanish for a while, or even just for a few months, and you haven't seen real measurable progress, then you might want to consider language coaching to help you figure out what you can do differently. Now, the definition of insanity, as I'm sure you've heard before, is doing what? The same thing over and over again and expecting different results. How silly is that? So even if you have learned Spanish on your own successfully up until this point, coaching can really help you get unstuck and move on to the next level. A coach will challenge you to try some new things, to come up with ways to stretch yourself so that you're not just using the same techniques that help you get to where you are now. And the analogy that I like to use for this is, you know, for all of you out there who have a license to drive a car, this will be familiar to you. Let's say that you're driving along in a lane and you want to switch lanes, right? You want to get into a different lane on the highway. So you might have to accelerate a little bit if you're going to switch lanes. But before you actually move your car from the lane that you're currently in into the other lane, what is the last thing that you do? Well, that I hope you do if you're a safe driver. You check what? Check your blind spot. So this is a really great analogy for coaching because, you know, when you're driving a car, you simply sort of glance, right, a little bit behind you to that one little spot that your mirrors can't give you a good view of. And you're able to do that on your own when you're driving. But if we take this analogy to language learning, let's say you're in that car, which is really you on your journey, on your path to Spanish fluency, and you're moving along and you're thinking, should I come up with a different strategy? How do I get to the next level? That would be changing lanes. What do I do now, right? What's my next step? The problem with learning a language is that you can't check your own blind spot as a learner. You can't see your own blind spots without getting feedback externally. So in this case, you really do need a coach to help give you that feedback, to help you see where you're stuck and what you can try before you switch lanes or switch strategies or switch approaches when it comes to learning Spanish. So if you're stuck at a plateau, I definitely think, you know, that reason, that number four reason of being stuck at a plateau, that would be the number one reason I would say to get a coach, because that will really help you get out of your own way and start to make progress faster. And the fifth and final reason that you might want to get a coach is if you are at an intermediate level. Now, while I do believe that there is a benefit to beginners starting with a language coaching approach, like I mentioned already, if you have a short-term goal or a long-term goal or a specific reason that you're learning Spanish, language coaching can work for you, and you'll probably blend it also with language teaching because a coach might tell you, hey, you need to take this beginner's course, but you also need to focus on, for example, listening to a lot of music from Argentina because you're going to move to Buenos Aires, right? So you can incorporate language coaching and teaching 2019. So I don't want you to think this is an all or nothing black and white approach. So even if you're a beginner, language coaching can still be appropriate for you. But the need for coaching definitely increases as you reach the intermediate levels and beyond. The reason for this is quite simple. There just aren't as many resources for intermediate learners as there are for beginners. You can imagine if you are one of those people who has a streak going on one of the most popular language learning apps out there, then you know that while that's great while you're at the beginning, when you get to a point where you can read and have conversations in Spanish, it's probably going to feel a little bit silly to be, you know, clicking buttons on a phone and having a little check mark appear when you get a word correct, right? So at this level, at the intermediate level, you really should be challenging yourself to use content that's produced for native Spanish speakers exclusively. And to do that effectively, you really will need help understanding more advanced concepts in the language, cultural norms, and nuances in the use of the Spanish language that aren't easily explained in a course format. At this level, it's really important to learn through conversation, which is the foundation of the language coaching approach. So I hope that you found this helpful and that you now understand very clearly the differences between a language teacher and a language coach. A language teacher teaches concepts in a class. They are the authority that tells you how things are. You have a passive approach to learning as a student. The focus is on a curriculum, course, or book, or passing the test. They tend to follow a rigid structure and focus on testing. Whereas a language coach facilitates learning through conversation, they are your partner in helping you learn through collaboration. There is an active learning approach as a learner or as a coachee in the language coaching process, and the focus is on your motivation and helping you clarify and reach your goals. Coaching is flexible and adaptive. Coaching is flexible and adaptive, and the focus is on feedback and reflection. And you would need a coach, one, if you have a specific goal you want to achieve, two, you need accountability, three, you're an adult, four, you're stuck at a plateau, and five, you're an intermediate Spanish learner. So I hope you have found this episode insightful and helpful, and that you will consider, if you haven't already, starting with a language coaching approach. And if you want to get a little taste of that, as I promised at the beginning of the episode, you can join me live for a live coaching experience. This will be a group coaching session that I am hosting, and I'll be doing several of them during this month. And if you want to sign up, go to SpanishConSalsa.com/coaching. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/coaching. And you can sign up for one of our August sessions. We will be doing a presentation on the 5 steps to achieve conversational fluency in the next 90 days. And I'll be talking about what is fluency, what's keeping you from getting there, and how to break through to the next level of your Spanish. And we will be doing that in a coaching approach. So I'll explain some of this stuff, and then I'll give you an opportunity to ask questions, and I'll be pulling a few folks out to provide coaching, and I will be following up with each and every person that attends live. So if you have a question that doesn't get answered on the live, I will follow up personally with a message to give you some feedback and some insight on how you can move forward with your Spanish. So that's SpanishConSalsa.com/coaching. Make sure you sign up. We are opening up spots right now, and there are limited spaces available for this month only. So make sure, if you're interested in trying out the coaching approach, SpanishConSalsa.com/coaching. As always, I hope that something you've heard today has helped you go at least one step closer from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.